Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We are beginning tonight's shiur in Siman Reish Samech Dalet. We are up to Siv Zayin. We're on the top line of page 78. The Mechaber says in Siv Zayin, Korach Zephes Oshava Ochelev Saviv Hapsila Madlikim Bahem. If you wrapped pitch or wax or fat around the wick, you can light them. The Mishabura says in Siv Katan Chav Dalet, Dilo asru bikulu, we did not aser all of these materials yesterday, Elohim hayu nusunim bikli, unless they were placed in a vessel, v'nosein hapsila b'socham, and you place the wick inside of those materials, kemo sha'osin b'shemen. Instead of using oil in the cup that you place the wick in, you use one of these other materials, that's when we said yesterday it wasn't good. Sha'oz einim shachin achar hapsila, because then these items do not get drawn after the wick. Aval bazeh, but over here where you're wrapping it around the wick, nimshach shapir im hapsila shebesocho, it gets drawn after the wick that is within it very nicely, and therefore it is fine. Sivkoton chafei saviv hapsila, davke im hapsila ksheira. These materials are okay if they're wrapped around the psila, as long as it's a kosher psila. Avolim hi psula, but if it's one of the wicks that we said you're not allowed to use, lo mahani akricha savivle. So it's not going to help to wrap these materials around the wick if the wick is something that is not allowed to be used. Says the Mechaber Vayter Sivches. We're on page 78. Hamadlik tzarech sheyadlik rov ma sheyotze min apsila me'aner. One who is lighting candles must light majority of the wick that's sticking out from the candle. So if you have an oil candle, so there's oil in a cup, and there's a wick sticking out, so majority of what's sticking out has to be lit. Says the Mishabura Sivkat Chavav, Tzarech sheyadlik, kedei sheyei halahav ola yofe miyad sheyesalak yado. We want the flame to be going up nicely immediately when you remove your hand. Kemo shehoya ha'inyan badlokas ha'menorah. Just like the halacha was when you let the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash, it has to be that by the time you move your hand away, the flame is already going up nicely by itself. Sivkoton chav zayin, min ha'psila me'aner. You have to light majority of what sticks out from the psila that sticks out from the nair. V'hu adin b'nair shava v'chelev. The same thing is true if you have a candle made out of wax or out of fat. So the majority of the wick that is sticking up above the wax has to be lit already before you remove your hand. Says the Mechaber Vaitis of Tess. Ein tzarech lahavhev hapsila. One does not need to be mahavhev the psila. What is that? Pirish. Inyan hivhuv yipol aldover she'eno nisraf legamri v'gam lokayim legamri. This lashon of hivhuv applies to something that's not totally burnt up and it's not totally there. So it's something that was lit and then it was extinguished. That's considered a hivhuv and you do not need to do that. Al tochlu mimenu no. By Karban Pesach we say do not eat from it when it is no, which means it is not roasted the proper amount. And the Targum Yonasan over there says Mahavhev, so that's the Lashon of Hivuv, where it's sort of burnt, sort of raw, somewhere in the middle. So over here the Mechaber is telling us you do not need to pre-light the candles and blow them out before the regular time of the Hadlaka. But the Ramah says, U'mikomakom nogu lahadlik apsilu l'chabosa. The minog is to light the wick first, to extinguish it, kedei shetia mechoreches, in order that it should be singed, v'yochas boha or yofen. Then when it is lit for real, it will light smoothly. So the Mechaber says you do not have to do this hivhuv of lighting it, extinguishing it before it is lit for real. The Ramah says the minog is to do that. Says the Mishaburus of Kadon Chavches, Mikomakom Nogu. This is going in the Ramah that says the minog is to pre-light it, extinguish it before it is actually lit for real. The af b'ner ha'korach ke'ein shalanu osin kein. Even with our candles that again have the wax around the wick, we do this. V'ze yase ha'ish mitchila. And this should be done by the man first. The purpose of this is that when the wife comes to light, it lights faster. So the same way the husband prepares lights before, part of the preparation is he pre-lights it, he extinguishes it, that way it's easier for his wife to light. However, if you look at note number 16, he points out, the haminog bebeis hachazon ish ve'astaipler. The minog in the house of the chazon ish and the stipler was shelo lahaviv apsila. They did not pre-light and extinguish the wicks. Ubiaru sham b'shem hachazon ish. And the chazon ish explains his reasoning. Shumishum shanero shalonu dolkim yafe v'lo hivuv. Our candles nowadays light very well without being pre-lit, and therefore the chazon ish did not pre-light them. V'yachin. Af im ein tzarech hifu v'zmanenu, even if it's true that it does not need to be pre-lit in our days, kvar kosel mishabur lelo, mishabur already told us earlier, shetov sha'ish yisakein aneiros v'yachinem lahadloka, that anyway the man should set up the candles and prepare them for the wife to do hadloka. So we see here the Rama says it is the minug, the chazanish disciple were not knowing to do it, I'm sure others were knowing to do it, so whatever his one minug is, but for sure the husband should be setting up the candles, possibly pre-lighting them, extinguishing it so it's easier for his wife to light afterwards. Says the Mechaber Vayter in Siv Yud, Ein madlikin b'smartutin afilu b'chorochin. One should not light rags even if they are already singed. Says the Mishaburis of Katan Chavtes, Hainu b'loi bigde pishtan agasim. This is worn out garments of linen that are thick. Umitam she'ein ha'ur nechez yafa behen. The reason they shouldn't be used for adlaka is the fire does not connect to them well. V'ayim b'pri migadim. Ein madlikin al ha'shulchan b'ner cheres yoshan. One should not light on the table a pottery ner that is old. The reason is the mo'is, because once it is used, the pottery ner gets disgusting. Elu im kein yisiku ba'ur. Unless it was re-fired up, it was reconstituted, it was strengthened through fire, then it's not going to be disgusting, then you can't use it. V'im hu shel zechuchas. If the ner is made out of glass, Osha cheres mitzupor, it's made out of pottery, but it's coated in some other material, shari, then it's permissible. She'enu mo'os kolkach, because then it's not so disgusting. Ubi'ish ani she'enu, a poor person who doesn't have anything else, vaday mutter, for sure the klicheres is mutter. Mimashi is batel, miner shabbos du'chova. Rather than not lighting candles, for sure it's better to light the pottery candles, which might be disgusting. At least you are doing the mitzvah. That concludes Siman Reish Samach Dalet, and now we're going to begin Siman Reish Samach Hei. Din kelim haniton, the halacha of vessels that are placed under the neros. Says the Mechaber in Sif Aleph, Ein nosnin kli menukav molei shemen al pi haner. One cannot place a kli that has a hole in it, filled with oil on top of the ner, kidei sheyehe notef besocho, so that the oil should drip down into the ner. Again, the neros is disgusting. Over here is neros of shemen, so it's really like a cup of oil. So you're placing another kli on top of it with a hole in the bottom, so the oil is dripping in and supplying your ner with extra oil. You cannot do that. Gezeira shema yistapik mimenu. The concern is, if you're going to do this on Shabbos, we're worried that maybe you'll take some of the oil from the upper kli, the yischayev mishum mechabe, and the iser is going to be extinguishing. So again, you're not even touching the oil in the ner. You're touching the oil in the kli that's on top of the ner, dripping into the ner, but it's usher to set it up in that fashion, because we're worried you might take oil out of that upper kli, and that will be an iser of mechabe, which we'll explain in the Mishabura shortly. The Mechaber then says, "V'im chibro lo b'sid o b'charsis mutter." If it's not a separate kli, but rather you attach it with lime or with clay, so it's really two kelim attached, and one is supplying the lower one with the oil, that is going to be mutter. Why is that? The kevan shu kli echad, since it is considered one kli now, bodil minei mishum isher Shabbos, a person realizes he cannot take any oil out because of the isher Shabbos. When it's in two separate kelim, he thinks to himself, what's the big deal? I'm taking it from the top kli, there's no fire there. He thinks it's okay, and it's not okay. But if it's one kli, then we're not worried he's going to come to take out any oil, and therefore it is mutter. Says the Mishabura Sekotan Aleph, mimenu. We said the reason why you can't set the kli up on top of the ner is gzeirah shemi yestapik menu. Dekevan shehu bikli acher. Since it is in a separate vessel, she'ein haner besocho, which is not the ner itself, the ner is not in there, so lo badil minei, a person is not separating from it, and he might take some oil out from the upper kli. Dekevan shehikso l'ner. And since that oil was set aside for dripping into the ner, ha'mistapik chay mishu mechabe, one who takes oil out of it is over on the iser of mechabe. Now if you look at note number 2, he explains the machlokas, the rush, and tells us what exactly is the concern over here. So ule'inyin ha'mistapik min ha'shemen she'bin ner asmo she'chay mishu mechabe. First part of the note is discussing not when you're taking it from the kli on top of the ner, but you're taking oil from the ner itself. So you have oil in a cup, and there's a wick in there that's lit, and you're taking oil out of that cup, out of the ner itself. So mavur b'gemara, das ha-rosh, she-yisod ha-chiyav hu-mishum she-mekarev es kibu ha-ner. By taking out some of the oil that's in the ner, you are making it extinguish earlier, and that is a problem. That is the sheet of the rosh. V'ilu das atoso she'isuro mishum shemachah bekach es ha'or haner v'nira kekivui. Tosa says it's not because you're making a god earlier, but rather when you take out some of the oil in the nair itself, you are dulling and dimming the flame itself. It affects the flame, Tosa says. V'lochein kosva atosos. Therefore Tosa writes, Shemutter biyomtov lachtoch ner shava. Tosa says you can cut the bottom of a wax candle on yontov, it's not a problem. The afal pisha bekach makarves kibuyo. Even though they're certainly making the candle go out earlier, you took away some of the wax. Tosa is not concerned for that, and he says it's mutter. Mikomokom ein oro mismart ayedeze. Tosa says the whole problem of taking out oil is you're dimming the light. By cutting out the bottom part of a wax candle, the light is not being affected, and therefore Tosa says it's mutter. Masha'enkein l'das ha-rosh, which is not the case by the rosh said if you take out oil from the nair, you're making go out earlier, and that's a problem. So when you're cutting off the bottom of the wax candle, you're also making it go out earlier, and therefore that would be aser l'fi the rosh. Second paragraph of note number two. Ubetam adover sham mistapik miner shebekli menuko shebemenu note v'ashem l'soch ha-nair. What about taking from the upper kli that's just dripping into the nair? Why is that a problem? The Shulchan Arav explains, sheladas ha-rosh. According to the rush that we just mentioned, Kevon Shahukza Hashem Laner, since that oil was designated to be dripping into the candle, Nechshav it's considered Shebinetilas Hashem and Mekarev is Kibuy Aner. That oil is supplying your nair. Taking out some of that oil is making your nair go out earlier. V'ilu Das HaTosos. However, according to Tosos that we just discussed before, that's not what's going on. Afal Pi She'ein Mache Es Or Haner Binetilas Hashem and Me'akli Aminukov. Even though Tosos said the problem is that you're dulling the flame, that's only true possibly when you're taking out the oil from the nair itself. But taking out the oil from the kli on top of the nair, that's not dulling the flame. So why is that a problem? Mikomokom Yeshlochu Shema Yimloch V'ito Me'an. The problem is gzeira, that if you're going to take it out from the upper kli, you might come to take oil out from the nair, and that will dull the flame. So that's the issue going on over here. But either way, whether you look like the rush, you look like Tosos, the Mechaber is telling us, halacha is, if you have a kli on top of a nair with a hole, and oil is dripping in and supplying your nair with oil, you are not allowed to take out any oil from that upper kli. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayitos of Katan Beis, if you take out oil from there, the mechaber paskins, you're going to be chayav mishum mechaber. V'afilu la'poskim shesovrim. Even the poskim will hold the alstam kibui on regular extinguishing ein bo chiyav chatos. There is no issa daraisa. Rak isura ba'almas only an issa darabonon. Milvad kishum mechaber kishetzorach la'pachamim. Some poskim hold you're only over on kibui daraisa when you want the extinguishing because you want the coals that remain. But if you don't want the coals, it's not the araisa, the kibui is only the rabbanon. Like we'll see later in Shin La Medal at Sivchav Zayin, afilu hachi gozru be rabbanon hach zera. So even though the whole problem is in Issa the Rabbanon, they still made this Gzeira on the Rabbanon. And note 3 explains, Ubetam adover shegozru kein afal pishi Gzeira l'Gzeira. Even though over here it's really only a Gzeira l'Gzeira, so the Malsa Shekel explains the reason is, Shehu mishum she'isr mechabe kalu be'enei anoshim. Since the malacha of extinguishing is light in people's eyes, therefore they made a Gzeira l'Gzeira. Again, the Issa d'Araisa is extinguishing something for the resulting coal, that's a daraisa. And here we're not discussing a resulting coal, so it's only us really, if you're being mechaber, extinguishing regular, which is the rabbanon, as a gzeira for that. And now we're talking about taking out oil, which is a gzeira on a gzeira, but they made it because people were not taking the mitzvah of kibui seriously, so they went as far as to make gzeira l'gzeira l'fidos poskim. Says the mechaber vaitis of Beis, Lo yimale adam kare shem, and a person should not fill up a bowl of oil, v'yitneno b'tzad haner, and place it on the side of the ner, v'yitein rosh hapsila besocha, and put the second half, the second side of the wick, the second edge of the wick, inside that other kli, b'shvil shetei sho'eves, so that it should draw out oil. So you have the ner, and next to the ner you have a bowl of oil. Instead of the last case where the bowl of oil was on top, dripping down, you have two kelim next to each other. One is the ner, and the wick is lit in the nair, and the other end of the wick goes through that nair, up and into another kli next to it, so it's drawing out oil from the kli next to it. Says the mechaber, you cannot do that. Gezeira shema yistapik memenu. Same problem, you might take out some oil for your use from that other kli, and therefore you can't have your nair lit over here and the wick drawing oil from the clean next to it. Explains the Mishabura in Sifkat and Gimel. Rotzalomara means to say that Kotze Hasheni, the second end me'apsila, the second end of the wick, She'eno Dolek, that is not lit, Yitain b'haka'ora lishov Hashem, it is placed into the bowl next to the nair to draw out the oil from the bowl for your flame. V'salka daita chamina, why is the Mechaber telling me this? Why is this a bigger chiddush than the case before? Because I would have thought to say, Kevon da'apsila munachas gam b'ka'ora, l'maista, the wick is in the bowl. The wick is in the bowl. One end of the wick is in the nair, and the other end of the wick is in the bowl, drawing out the oil. So I would think a person knows not to take from there. The same way a person knows you can't take out oil from the nair, if he sees the wick going into the bowl, I would think it's pashut that he knows he can't take out oil from the bowl as well, and I would think it isn't a problem. Kamash Mulan, comes the Mechaber to tell me that afilu hachi gazrinan, even so, it's still aser. So not only when the nair has a kli on top dripping down, there's no shaychus to the candle, there's no wick there, there's no fire there. So there, I understand you make the gzeira, but I would think if the nair has a wick that is sticking into another kli, you see the wick there, you won't come to draw out oil from there. Kamash Vlom, we're still worried and we still ask for it because you might come to take out oil from the ka'ara, from the bowl that is next to the nair. Sivkotan Dalud, Mimenu, the concern is you might take out oil from there. The same way we said in Sif Aleph, if the two kalim are attached with lime or with clay, it's mutter. When the other kli is side by side with the wick in both of them, if it's attached, it also would be permissible, because then it's mamish one there, that would be mutter as well. Says the Mechaber Vayter Sif Gimel. Ein nosnin kli b'shabes tachas haner l'kabel shemen hanotev. You cannot place a kli on Shabbos under the candle to catch the dripping oil. So till now we're talking about a kli on top, a kli on the side. Now we're talking about a kli that you want to put under your nair so the oil doesn't drip down. You want to catch the dripping oil. That is usser. Mipnei shu mevatel kli me'echino, because you are canceling out a kli from its designated use. Because until you put it there, the kli was mutter, it wasn't mukta. But now you put the kli underneath there, and the oil is dripping into it, now you're making the kli, which was mutter, making it usser. That's called mevata kli mecheno, that is not allowed. That's where we'll stop on top for tonight, but let's see these mishaburis. If cut and hay. So you're not allowed to put a kli underneath in there, l'kabel shemen. Ava mutter loseis tachas ner shel shava o shel chelev. However, underneath a wax candle or a candle made of chalev, shechoshe shema yipol, you worry the candle might fall over, v'yadlik masha tachtov, and it might cause a fire for what's underneath it, u'meniach shom kli sheyipol ala keli. So you want to put a kli underneath, so the candle, if it falls, will fall into that kli. That is permissible. U'mitam, the reason is, dekevon de'efsher lenar miyod ha'isser mitoch ha'kli, since you can shake out right away the isser, meaning the kli that's muksa falls into your kli, you could just shake it out right away. Kemoshakosa simen reish ayin zayin, therefore it's lo choshev mevatel kli me'echeno. So under a wax candle, you can put a kli if you think that the candle might fall over, because even if it does fall over and you catch it, you could just dump it out right away, and it's not going to be mevatel your kli me'echeno. Note number 5 explains this a little bit more. Shom kosov shekeshetzorech esa kli menaro benachas. When you need that kli, and the candle is in it, you can shake it out very gently. Tahainu shem mekariv esa kli samach l'aretz. You'll lower the kli close to the ground. V'achakach menaro, and then you'll shake out the candle. V'afal pi sheyetochin sheyecha behaner. Remember, the candle that's in there is lit, and it could be by emptying it out, you are going to extinguish the candle. Mikom akom mutter, it's still permissible. Mishum she'enu psikresha. Since you're so low to the ground, it's a little shake. It's not a psikresha. It's not vada going to go out. So it's mutter. V'afal gav she'bishas niyor ha'kli memeilu metatal gama iser. Even though in order to get the kli close to the ground to shake it out, you're moving a kli with a mukta candle inside, which is aser. The Bralocha says over there, Shemutter Lasos Kin, it's still permissible. Kevan She'enze Elatiltel Menatzad Letzorach Dovra Mutter. We'll get to this more, Mr. Shem, we'll get to Elchas Mukta, but Lemaisa, this is a case of Tiltel Menatzad. You're not touching the Mukta itself, the Mukta is the candle. You're touching the Kli with the Mukta inside, that's called Tiltel Menatzad, and it's Letzorach Dovra Mutter. You're not doing it for the candle, you're doing it because you want the Kli. So tiltum minatzad, meaning moving the muksa by touching something else and not the muksa for the purposes of the non-muksa item, that's permissible. And that's why the halacha is you are allowed to put a kli under a wax candle. It's not being mevatla from its use, because if the candle would fall in, even if it was lit, you're allowed to lower the kli, shake it out, and now you have your kli back to use again. Back to the Mishnah Berurah, the third line is the katan, hey. Velo dummy l'shemen. This is not like the case that we're discussing in the Mechaber that you cannot put a kli underneath to catch the oil. She'eno rotze l'naro u'lafsido. Because oil is expensive and you would not want to pour out the oil when it falls in. Therefore, you're going to keep the oil there. The oil is mukta. And by catching the oil in the kli, you are being mavato the kli from its intended use from before, and that is usur. Ulahamid kli tachas hapecham sheberosh hapsila sheipo lesocho aser. To place a kli under the little coal that forms in the top of the wick, so that that little coal should fall into the plate, that is also aser. Im lo b'makom hefsid, unless it's the case of loss. The afa gav de la'achar shekavu yochol l'naro min akli. And even though after that coal will go out, you could shake it out of the kli. Mikom makom choshev bitul kli me'echenu lefisha kaponim. That would still be considered bitul kli me'echano for a short amount of time. Kevan sheyevshar l'naro miyad. Since you can't pour it out right away, you have to wait a little bit till it goes out. That would be considered mevatel kli mecheno for a short amount of time, and that is aser. Sivkatan vav. Again, the issue we're discussing over here is putting a kli, catching the shema that's dripping, which is mukta. That is an iser of mevatel kli mecheno. Says the Mishnah Berurah, shayamuchan mitchila letaltelu. This kli, before you put it under the nair, was allowed to be moved. It was mutter. V'achshav osro betiltelu. And now, by putting it under to catch the oil, you are making it also to be moved. Machmas hashemen shevesocho, because of the oil that's getting caught in that kli. Shu mukta machmas iser. That oil that falls in is considered mukta machmas iser, kemosha kasav esimen reishayin tes, v'chachomim osur levata kli mecheno. Chazal asered being mevata a kli from its intended use, and the reason is, mipnei shedome kiilu soser kli u'mishabra. It's like you're breaking the kli. You had a kli that was usable, and now you're making it not usable, so it's like you're breaking a kli that's not allowed on Shabbos. V'im yesh ba kli davar amutter. However, if in that kli that you're putting under the oil, there's something else that is mutter, so then mutter then you are allowed to place it under the nair to mekabel the shemen. Since you have something that's mutter inside, and now it's going to have something that's usser inside, so you are allowed to move it, and that would not be mevatel kli mecheno, as long as imhu beinyan shemutter letaltelo bishvilo. As long as the halacha would dictate in this case that you have a davar heter inside and the davar isser goes in, you would be allowed to move it. We'll see more about that. Kimo shekasa so simin shin yud ayin shum. So we'll see later on. So if you have a davar heter, which would allow you to move it even after the Dvar Isser falls in, so then it would be allowed because you're not being mavato the kli mecheno even after the oil falls in, you would be allowed to move the kli around. Od Eitza Acheres Kosov B'Tshuvas Maril. Another Eitza that is brought down from the Maril. V'Hiskim Imo HaMagen Avon. The Magen Avon agrees with him. The Yosim Kli Mibod Yom Tachas HaShulchan. You place a kli before Shabbos starts under the table. And then on Shabbos, after you finish eating, you remove the table. By moving the table, now the kli that you put there underneath before Shabbos is now sitting there under your nair. That is mutter. Even though by you removing the table, you're now causing the kli to mevatel mecheno, because once the oil drips in, you're not allowed to use it anymore. So why is not a problem? Mikom makom shari still it's mutter. Kevan she'enu mevatlo biyadayim b'shabbos. You're not placing the kli under like in the first case. That's biyadayim b'mevata kli b'cheinu. Over here, you're removing a table, and that's indirectly causing the kli when the oil drips in to be bottled. That is not a problem with mevata kli b'cheinu, because that is not being done biyadayim. V'od, another reason why it's mutter. The ha'ein anu nisharim lohasim kli b'shabbos al hashulchan tachas haner. Because we're not careful, we don't avoid placing a kli on Shabbos on the table underneath the candle, even though some oil might drip into it. You're putting some kind of cloth underneath, you're putting something underneath the candles on top of the table for other purposes. Your kavanah is not to catch the oil. So Hachanami here also, your intention when you move away the table is there. You just don't want the oil dripping on the table. Your purpose is not to catch it in the clay underneath it. And therefore, since that's not your kavana, that's another reason why it's mutter. You're moving away the table so the table doesn't get dirty from the dripping candle. The fact that it happens to then go into the candle, and but that was not your intention, and therefore that is mutter. We'll continue with the rest of Sif Gimel in Mirtz Hashem tomorrow.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekoymos on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.